Holy Places and Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is our good friend Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. Before we get on onto the subject for this morning, I just want to mention that one of my favorite websites is Meredith Whitney, and she runs something known as Fierce Finance. She's one of the most astute people out there, doesn't understand the conspiracy, but she certainly knows a lot more about banking than most people I know. And recently, just this morning, she came up with the fact that the major banks are cutting back dramatically on the availability of loans to small businesses. And these are the major source of a lot of the loans to small businesses. And they're just cutting it off completely and beginning to cut back dramatically on the availability of credit on credit cards. So what they are doing actively now is what banks always do, cut off credit to strangle the economy, plunge our nation into chaos. You're not going to hear this on the regular channels, but the article just appeared this morning at Fierce Finance of Meredith Whitney's website. You can Google it in, pull it down, read it, and understand that we are now really going to get into financial problems. It is being done intentionally, purposely, maliciously by the banks, part of the Trilateral Commission complex, as they plunge America into a chaos and crisis. Well, with that as a background, on that cheerful thought on a Friday, let's get to our good friend Michael Shaw. Hi, Michael. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm fine this morning, Dr. Stan. Here down by the coast, the power's off, so I'm working in some slight darkness this morning. But, you know, you may have started off with a tough subject, and I'm going to continue and march right down that path. Because,
well, you go right ahead. That's why it's always fun to have you with us.
Well, we are being sandwiched here in America. It doesn't matter much anymore where you live. The program called Sustainable Development, or the implementation of the UN's program of Agenda 21, is moving rapidly across the country. Now, here in Santa Cruz, regular listeners know that we've been a hotbed for this globalist program that seeks to abolish private property and to educate children to become global citizens, and is while working toward a total control of human population and a massive reduction in human population. Well, this program of sustainable development, or Agenda 21, is headlined by a variety of so-called NGOs. NGOs mean non-governmental organization. NGOs are created and accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing Agenda 21, or sustainable development. Well, the good news in this regard, if you can find some, is that the city of Spokane, Washington, has in the last month undertaken to expose the roots of a UN NGO called ICLEI. ICLEI stands for the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. ICLEI has a contract with over 500 cities and counties across the United States for purposes of bringing their toolkit into the community to spread and embed, really, sustainable development policy in these communities. Well, the first community across the nation to wake up to this fact, because it's never publicized in the communities where ICLEI operates, is Spokane, Washington, where there is now quite a ruckus over the involvement of ICLEI in that community. City council people who are working with the ICLEI organization for purposes of Agenda 21-izing the community are now on the carpet having to answer questions to a block of citizens who are outraged that their community has signed a contract, pays tax dollars for these foreign nationals to come in to various communities, including Spokane, and create the New World Order right from under the citizens' thumb. Well, like I say, there are 500 communities across the country that are engaged in ICLEI. Here in California, well, our community, Dr. Stan, both the county and the city of Santa Cruz were original ICLEI members and used to be advertised by ICLEI as a model community for the implementation of ICLEI programs. Well, I looked this morning over the ICLEI list published at the ICLEI website and found about 15 or 20 Colorado communities that are members of this same organization. These are the communities that are rapidly moving away from the American system of government and the American system of free enterprise. Coloradans now are having massive difficulties in the rural areas where certain conservation agreements have been pushed down the throats of landowners in exchange for tax benefits. Lose your land, get a tax benefit. Now, when I say conservation easements and I reference losing your land, what really happens is a conservation easement comes in, places, in exchange for tax benefits, places an easement on that limits a landowner's management authority with regards to his land. Over a period of time, the landowner does lose his land because the management agreements are played in such a way that you lose the productive use of your property.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shaw. Ladies and gentlemen, these people aren't honest. I mean, do not deal with them. Never sign a contract with one of these people. Right back.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Michael Shaw, talking about ICLEI, its influence right there in Colorado, and you can check that out on the Internet site. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's spell that out for people. It's ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. That's I-C-L-E-I. Before describing in more detail what ICLEI does and how it does it, let me list off the 20 or so Colorado communities that are dues-paying members of ICLEI, fully subscribed to their tool chest. These are communities where policy is being manipulated by this foreign NGO dedicated to the creation of a one-world government with the abolition of private property as the centerpiece to their objectives. Well, the communities in Colorado include Arvada County, Aspen, no surprise here, Boulder, Breckenridge, Carbondale, the big one, Denver, one of the biggest cities in the United States who is a member of ICLEI, Durango, Frisco, Golden, Gunnison County, La Plata, Lafayette, Loveland, Marietto Springs, San Miguel County, and Westminster County.
I'm sure the people who live in those counties have no idea what's going on.
Well, that would be typical. That was certainly the case in Spokane until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now there is a big ruckus in Spokane. People do not take well to the idea that the city council is having its city run by an NGO accredited by the United Nations sitting in Toronto, Canada, making policy for the people of that community. ICLEI is in over 500 cities and counties across the United States and over 1,000 communities across the world. This is a huge NGO with offices on every continent, coordinated very closely by United Nations operatives. If you're in one of these communities, you need to take note. You need to go down, ask for the contract, ask for file a Freedom of Information Act, get the contractual relationship and the policy dynamics that are being imposed through ICLEI into your community. This can be stopped. To date, the problem has been all undertaken in secrecy and in silence. In all the communities that I listed here in Colorado, as well as everywhere else across the United States. Here in Santa Cruz, as an original member back in 1995, we have had a total of 3 newspaper articles, one over a decade ago, and 2 last year, that even mention ICLEI. And yet ICLEI is at the center of the policymaking in this community and all these other communities that we're talking about, and has been in some cases for a very long time. What that means is that the international community has their hands all over American law. They're certainly in Washington, D.C., as regular listeners to this show realize. Every federal agency has as its mission the implementation of Agenda 21 in the United States. The Executive Department of the federal government is fully committed to the ICLEI program. Now, every state governorship is committed under the Association of Governors in the United States to the ICLEI program. County administrators are as well. Mayors attend conferences put on by ICLEI, most recently up in Salt Lake City, where Al Gore appeared to talk with city leaders about the implications of city management in the context of global warming. Now, this presentation was closed off to the public and to the press. Only the mayors got to hear what the official word from ICLEI, delivered by Al Gore, was. Now, ICLEI is a worldwide movement of local governments. Its webpage says that through its international campaigns and programs, ICLEI works with local governments to generate political awareness of key issues. It established plans of action toward defined, concrete, measurable targets, while it works toward meeting these targets through the implementation of projects and evaluates local and cumulative progress toward sustainable development. Now, that should put you on notice that your town is being remade in an image very un-American. If you live in a community that I listed off earlier, you want to do something, because it means that as time passes, your community is going to become a United Nations local enclave. That means, firstly, that the idea of private property will be eroded and eroded and further eroded until it is gone. It means that your schools are particularly committed to the idea of raising children who see their role as global citizens. A recent U.S. poll showed that recent college grads in a majority identified themselves as global citizens first, and Americans only as a subsidiary notion. The idea of implanting the concepts, the United Nations one world concepts, where we live as a part of a collective, where individualism and respect for the individual person is simply dissipated, where population control is to be the course of the human endeavor. The United Nations calls for the reduction of human population from 7 billion, its current number, to 1 billion. That's an 86% reduction in human population levels. We need to understand rapidly what our political parties and what our local communities are doing to the American ideal as it affects us directly and every day. Because if we don't, the other side has the mechanism in place that is beginning piece by piece to take apart the American experience. Participation with the ICLEI organization assures that result. If you live in Denver, it's time to say no more. Foreign organizations working to create local law and local policy is foolhardy, it's unconstitutional, and with a little sense, the average person recognizes very rapidly that it's simply wrong. Now you can sit back and gather this information and watch the clouds begin to fall, or you can roll up your sleeves and begin to do something. If enough Americans do something, we'll be salvaged, and if we don't, we're going to be lost. Not just our children and our children's children, but ourselves. The average baby boomer always thought that the dawning of the New World Order would be after the term of our life. Well, the bad news is that it's going to happen during the term of the average life of the American baby boomer. It is around the corner. The change that the president talks about is a change to this international order. It has been moving along for a long while, and it is accelerating rapidly under the Obama regime. Now, the history of ICLEI, according to its own website, is that ICLEI is an international membership association of local governments dedicated to climate protection and sustainable development. Well, people who are not aware of the climate global warming fraud need to get that information right away. The science on global warming has fallen apart. The U.S. Senate has a minority report on the climate issue. There are over 33,000 scientists, mostly climatologists, who have discarded the International Commission, the UN's report on global warming, saying that man-made global warming is simply not the case. Most of us across America realize that we haven't had the hot summers that we were used to over the last 10 years. Things, in fact, are cooling. The science for man-made global warming just doesn't hold up. And if there's a consensus, I don't like that word, but if there's a general agreement, let's say, among scientists about the issue of global warming, the general consensus has shifted. There is no longer a consensus or general agreement that believes man is responsible for global warming. And yet we have, in city after city, an international, UN-backed NGO coming into town, creating local policies based upon the belief that global warming exists. We are getting this pushed hard and fast on us. No surprise, because the science, from their perspective, has fallen apart, and they don't have much time to get the implementation of the policies that are designed to undermine our economy, to undermine our individual rights, to undermine our republic. That is the purpose of ICLEI actions. The global warming fraud is the cover that is slipping away quickly, that gets them inside a community and causes them to implement policies designed to protect us from global warming dynamics.
Well, you know, it's so interesting that I think there's probably no better example of the control over the mass media than the fact that every article you're going to read in the major news magazines and in almost every newspaper in this country will insist that there is just a scientific consensus that global warming related demands activity is a proven scientific fact. And you will never hear anything on the other side. You'll hear about the plight of the polar bears and the melting of the Arctic ice caps. They all say the same thing, and that you will never read there the 33,000 prominent scientists have signed a petition saying there is no evidence that man's activity has led to global warming. So how could you block that out from literally every newspaper and every magazine and every television channel and every major radio outlet? Well, very simply, they're all controlled by the same people. Only when you recognize the media is controlled, and that's such a beautiful example of that. That this whole thing is a fraud, but an awful lot of people believe it because they've read it over and over again. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Dr. Stan. And people might say, well, gee, how can there be such control exerted over press? And that's where people have to step back and look more closely at another subject that's not the prime focus of today's discussion, but it's worth discussing. And that is the nature of the monetary unit existent in the United States and around the world today. Our monetary unit is what's called fiat money. Fiat money means simply money that is created out of thin air. Our Constitution, our Constitution calls for a hard money, that is money that is backed by gold and silver. But in 1913, we abandoned that monetary system and went to what we call the Federal Reserve. Well, the Federal Reserve is a consortium of banking families. They don't even disclose to the United States Congress what families are members of our Federal Reserve. But the Federal Reserve, in concert, works together to print money out of thin air and loan it. Mainly the government.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw, right here at the American Freedom Network. And if you have any questions on this specific subject, our number 970-689-8255 at American Freedom Network.
Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess, Michael Shaw. And before we go on, Michael, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Freedom Advocates?
Well, simple enough. Our website is freedomadvocates.org. You will find a wealth of information there on the nature of sustainable development, how it is invading every community across America. You don't have to be a member of ICLEI to be affected by sustainable development priorities and activities. Organizations across America are partners with ICLEI, including the League of Cities and all other kinds of organizations that work with the local communities. Their partnership with ICLEI in the ICLEI communities indicates that that they take the same policies and implement it in cities that are not dues-paying members to ICLEI. So what we're talking about with the ICLEI program is being implemented in every community across the United States, not just the ICLEI members, but to understand more thoroughly what sustainable development is, how to recognize its fingers in your community. All you need to do is study the Freedom Advocates website, because you'll get a good working knowledge of how sustainable development operates and what kind of policies come out of sustainable development priorities.
Okay, well, we do have a caller there. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan in Austin, Texas.
Oh, hi, Janan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I just had a couple of things to say.
My city is in ICLEI, and we just elected a new mayor and city council that are all the unsustainable Agenda 21 people again. I wanted to know from Mr. Shaw if he knows about how much the annual dues are that a city pays to ICLEI, and if he could kind of give me an idea of if I want to do a FOIA request and find out what the policy dynamics are of ICLEI on Austin, how kind of would I ask for that? Because I've learned that if I don't exactly ask for the right thing, I won't get anything. And I'll say God bless you, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
John does a great job in Austin, Texas, and it's certainly Austin, like Santa Cruz, is certainly one of the center bases for the creation of these New World communities, the local global dynamic.
I got to speak just a little bit louder, please.
Okay. I'm not certain what the costs to the cities are for membership in ICLEI. I think that varies. So one can find that out through a Freedom of Information Act request of your city. In terms of getting to the policy directives of ICLEI through an Information Act request, I think one needs to be careful. As Janine says, you've got to be specific about that. We'd certainly be interested in working with her to perfect one. I know that people in Spokane are following that course. It is the wise course for every resident in any community that is a dues-paying member of ICLEI to follow. I don't have a magic formula to give out over the phone, and a lot of it's going to be a trial-and-error process. And as we learn from one city, we'll know more on how to approach it in the next city.
So if I could just make a suggestion for Janan, then to contact the Freedom Advocates, and certainly if she needs further information, why she can contact us. But specifically, go to freedomadvocates.org, and is there a contact there for where people can actually call in? Is there a contact number?
The number is 831-684-2232. And people going to our website can go to our store. We have what we call neighborhood tools. Sustainable development is a global-to-local program. The only way to fight it is at the local level. That's why understanding whether ICLEI exists in your community and fleshing out the ICLEI policies and making it understood by your community residents how your city is moving toward a globalist agenda devoid of any of the concepts upon which America was built.
And one more time, the telephone number. You gave it out, but we have to give it out twice because people never get it the first time.
All right, it's 831-684-2232.
And, of course, this is simply another stealth program concealed by the people who control the media, concealed from the public, because most people don't want to give up their freedom and their property rights. Most people don't want to merge this country into a world government with the destruction of the protections of our Constitution. But there is an elite that has a different world agenda. It's not imaginary. It's very real. They control the administration in Washington, D.C. They control the administration in most states and in most local communities. And they are so powerful that most people have never heard of them. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But, of course, Michael's on the front lines of this. And actually, the people up in Spokane had specifically requested that we actually have him on the program. I think it was last Thursday, a week ago Thursday, so that he could certainly get the information out. And then they had, of course, a city council meeting. And the council had never met any opposition before, and they simply sort of backed down and backtracked, and they did not pass all the resolutions turning over the freedom and control of their community to this truly diabolical organization. So things are looking pretty good up there. Oh, I think eventually they did pass some of the resolutions, but at least there was some opposition to it. I think the vote was 5-2. If it hadn't been for Michael being on our program, it would have been 7-0. So at least people are beginning to become aware, and, of course, the politicians will back down if there is enough people out there who really care about the future of this nation, the future of their children, the future of their property, the future of their
freedom. It's against the law, Dr. Stan, for a state in the United States to have contractual relations with a foreign nation. Now, how it is that a city or a county can have intense contractual relationships with a foreign NGO accredited by the United Nations for purposes of pursuing an anti-American agenda just astounds me. And how it is that American citizens can be elected to public office, contract with these foreign operations, and never communicate with their electorate about what they're doing and about who and from whom it is that they're taking advice from. And it's Ickley proudly proclaims that they've got over 500 communities, that's cities and counties, across the U.S. signed up for their programs. And these are big cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Jose, here in California.
Don't forget Santa Cruz.
and Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz was an original member.
Right.
People used to laugh at the craziness out of Santa Cruz. Our craziness has now been imported to your town. Now, we talked earlier before the break about press and press's failure to notices of from things like global warming to the press in your community not notifying you that your city is a member of ICLEI, as an example. Well, how can this happen? How can there be such a shutdown of information through a free operating press? Well, the answer to that really, I think, gets right to the core of the nature of fiat money.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. FreedomAdvocates.org.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to celebrate Shavuot 2009, Sunday, May the 31st at North Shore Park of Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado, at the Amphitheater from 10 until 5 p.m. Bring your own picnic lunch and drink. No glass containers are allowed in the facility. Bring a blanket, umbrella, and protection from the sun. Special guest speaker will be Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank. Praise and worship music by the Beth Messiah Band, the Intercourt Dancers, Voice of Many Waters, and a special concert by Michael Golden. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Hag Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest Michael Shaw, and Michael, go right ahead.
Well, the point about connecting fiat money with media outlets is this. And under the fiat money system, these global bankers earn interest on every dollar ever created for all time. Now, here in the United States, the fiat money system has been operating to the benefit of global bankers for nearly 100 years. That's an enormous amount of money that they have controlled. That money has been used to do such things as buy up the gold, but when we turn to a gold standard, and they really have us by the tail at that point, to buy up the press, to take control of the political parties, and to engage in the industries over which they need to have control. Remember, they're the source of the money. They end up with the money. And they use that money to control the industries they need to control in order to advance their objective of world government.
And, of course, they can create the money out of nothing. They just create it. There's nothing behind it. They can create it by bookkeeping entrance, by printing it. Doesn't matter. But the people are so gullible, and nobody ever tells them that the banking industry and this small little clique of people who control it simply create money and, of course, that allows them to control everything, including the politicians. Where do you think the $600 to $700 million came from that financed Barack Obama's campaign? Go right ahead.
Well, let's talk a little more about the history of ICLEI. The organization was established in 1990 when more than 200 local governments from 43 countries convened at the World Congress of Local Governments for a Sustainable Future at the United Nations in New York. Established as the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, the name is now ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability. ICLEI USA was launched in 1995 and has grown to a handful of local governments, participating in a pilot project to solve a network of more than 500 cities, towns, and counties actively striving to achieve tangible reductions in greenhouse gas emissions and create sustainable community status.
Well, we've got somebody on the line. Who's calling in?
This is Diane.
Hi. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Mr. Shaw, give the website for ICLEI.
ICLEI is simply ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I.
Okay.
And you can get to their website and learn everything you don't want to know. The beauty, really, about globalism as it's marching forward is that there is nothing conspiratorial about it. It's open, it's printed, it's available, it's simply ignored by ordinary citizens.
Yeah.
But the activists working on the sustainable block are very familiar with all the websites that give them the tool chest for how to convert local communities into the global political dynamic. And ICLEI is one of those. So
wow.
It's an excellent one to study. You can, if you're not living in Colorado, where I listed off, I think the current members, if you're living somewhere else, you can get a complete listing of the 1,100 communities that are ICLEI members. I think that you can find out if your town or if your neighboring towns are members, and then begin to take the action that Janon talks about taking in the city of Austin. To date, only Spokane has spoken up. I'm hopeful that over the next year, hundreds of American communities begin to put the squeeze back on ICLEI, throwing ICLEI and its operatives, that is your elected officials, out of office.
I agree.
Because you want ICLEI out of your town.
I do, because I am in Colorado, and you named off my town, and it's in next to Boulder, Boulder County.
ICLEI out of your town.
I do, because I am in Colorado, and so I'm going to be writing some letters, but I just needed to get some more information and that, and try to get people awake around here, because along the Front Range, there's a lot of people that listen to this program, so maybe we can all get together and start fighting this. I'm a Colorado native, and this is just brand new news to me.
Well, you know, most people, you know, an awful lot of good people in Colorado, you know, an awful lot of good conservative people, but they just don't know. And just be thankful that you do have this radio station where you're in Colorado, you know, an awful lot of good conservative get from the rest of the controlled media.
That
controlled
is so
by
true.
People who do not want to inform you. They don't want to reveal the truth. They want to conceal the truth. So we can help you anyway. But yeah, try to reach other people. If you have to go out and just hand out a little flyers at the local bank or at the local mall or something, just to, and get to find out who your allies are, and you can grow as they have up there in Spokane. Well, they've got a great movement moving going there.
Well, that's good. I forgot what I was going to say, but thank you so much, and I will stay in touch and get some more information.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for your concern. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Well, let me list off some of the partners that work with ICLEI and are indicated on their website as being partners with ICLEI. You have the National Association of Counties. Think of that. Partner. National Association of Counties. All 3,000 counties in America are members of the National Association of Counties. And the National Association is a partner with a UN NGO designed to abolish private property in your community.
And do away with America as we know it as a sovereign state. This is incredible.
It's amazing. The National League of Cities is a partner with ICLEI. I'm just picking out a couple of these. There's a whole long list. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, a federal agency, is a partner with ICLEI. The environmental organization National Wildlife Federation and the Natural Resources Defense Council are partners with ICLEI. The Presidential Climate Action Project is a partner. The Sierra Club, the Sundance Preserve of that actor, Redford, the United Cities and Local Governments Organization, the University of Texas at Arlington, the U.S. Conference of Mayors, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Green Building Council, the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies. This organization has a far reach, and yet of the listeners today, even the ones familiar with sustainable development, it would be my bet that no one has heard of the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives operating to change your government in your town right now.
We're out of time, Michael. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Dr. Schnapp.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Michael, a good friend living right here in our community, doing a great job. We do have a syllabus on sustainable development, which will give you the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the Master Plan for the United Nations. We'll summarize the 1,142-page documented Biodiversity Earth Charter. Analysis. We've simply summarized pertinent population control and their plan to kill off 5 billion people or more. 5 billion people or more, according to their own statements. And you certainly need to read, you know, what Jacques, 5 billion people are killing, eliminating 350,000 people a day. He made Hitler look like a piker. But after all, Jacques Cousteau was such a nice man, wasn't he? Well, you need to read my population control agenda. It's in the it's in the sustainable development syllabus. We have a 4-tape set on sustainable development. We have a syllabus, we have a DVD. It's called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, because that's really what it's all about. And then, of course, you have to put this into perspective. You need to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and or the book. You need to get the talk on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that so that you can actually read what George Bush was really saying. You heard him. You probably heard his State of the Word of the World messages or his inaugural addresses and saying. You heard him one in 2005, but you didn't understand what he was saying. You have to read the words, understand the esoteric language that is used. So only the elite will really understand what is said, but they do understand. They know where we're headed. They just don't want the common people to know. Our telephone number is 1-800, but they do understand. 448927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the internet and certainly read our newsletters and watch many of our DVDs posted there. A lot of them where you can listen to our programs on the and links to other important sites. And then, of course, I want to remind you about the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be held on the 6th and 7th of June. It's going to be in Santa Clara, and if you're in the area, I'd like to come. Well, you can call 925-449-6844. 925-449-6844. I'm giving the lead-off talk on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And, well, I think it'll be well worthwhile. A lot of interesting people will be there, a lot of tables, and George Norrie is going to be there. And anyway, that's the 6th and 7th of June. You need reservations. Give them a call or go up on the internet at conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon, C-O-N, for conference.com. And then, of course, remember our annual
annual conference. It's going to be on the 25th of October this year, and mark that on your calendar, and if you can possibly make it. Well, we've had almost 180 people last year, biggest turnout ever, and we're hoping to have even a larger turnout this year. Dr. Blaylock will be there. Tom Horn, who writes extensively on the supernatural, will be there. And anyway, we'll have a good lineup of speakers. We always do. So again, our number 1-800-544-8927. You can begin making reservations for our October conference. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of our new DVDs. We have the great new DVD on vaccines and brain development. Vaccines are not safe and effective. They're destroying the minds of our children. Why do you think that 1 in 160 children is autistic? You don't even have the Amish children that don't take the vaccine. But you're not supposed to think, ladies and gentlemen. You just do what you're told. And until Monday, but you're not.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.